Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband.
Hello, Jan Vermeulen. We were so worried about you.
Hi, thanks for the wishes. How did I worry you?
Well, how's China?
It's fantastic. It's Skype works at least, but yes, it's been hair raising. Like all the communication services we take for granted, just do not work here. Like my whole life runs through Google, and they obviously are not allowed to launch their search services here, and so nothing works here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we talk about some of the stories this week from My Broadband? If you don't know, Jan Vermeulen, who we're speaking to now, is the editor at large for My Broadband, and you can go and check out the website mybroadband.co.za. One of the stories that caught my eye, Jan, is what Dion Wired and Incredible Connection employees really know about tech products. I've always wondered this, actually.
Yes. This is an interesting story from one of my fellow writers there at My Broadband. We asked each store employee four questions. We asked them what the difference is between a modem and a router. We asked them the difference between full HD and ultra HD. We asked them the difference between ultra HD and 4K, and what's the difference between LCD LED and OLED displays. And
okay, so just hold on a second. Let me just ask you, are these standard questions or is this like higher grade?
No, this is fairly standard. And the last three questions are fairly display specific. This is like consumer tech.
Right.
And something that like anybody who is supposed to be, you know, selling, I would say, display technologies should have a solid answer for. We break it down, you know, shop by shop. We go through Macro, Matrix Warehouse, Dion Wired, Incredible Connection, Game, Samsung Store. So I'm not going to go through each and every response from these folks. The information and the responses from each store employee is given without comment in the article, so you can make up your own mind. By and large, for anybody who's had an experience with in-store sales folks, you often don't get accurate information. Obviously part of the problem might be that their pay is linked to commission, obviously. And so, you know, they will more often than not just really tell you what you want to hear to try and make sure that they make a sale. So those are the two sort of conflicting issues here. It was an interesting exercise. And it's difficult to say anything more without A, giving something away, and B, being really, really mean.
Yeah.
I encourage folks to check out the article.
Yeah. You know, I imagine though that the challenge is immense when you have a business and that business is an electronics business, because people are often coming into the business. They might have charm. They might have really wonderful people skills, and you then have to train them up in the tech, and that's not going to happen overnight.
There is a lot of stuff changing the whole time. I will grant them that, but also there is a passion and an interest for technology that can't be taught. And I found that retention, like getting folks to remember what you have taught them. I've given my fair share of technical training, in over the last few years as well. It takes a lot of repetition for someone who isn't actually really passionate about the topic.
Yeah.
It's almost like rote learning. It's like learning the menu of the restaurant where you waiter at. If it's not something that you're super interested in. If you just love technology and you love everything about technology, then that information, you tell a person once or twice and they have it. But unfortunately, not fortunately, unfortunately, but it's just a fact of life that not everybody who needs to take a sales job or wants to take a sales job at Incredible Connection to sort of move up, up the corporate ladder, is going to be necessarily passionate about the nitty gritties of modems, routers, and television and screens.
All right, Jan, I don't want to run out of time, and we almost are. So can we please talk about Google? Last week I discovered that Google has a word-finding game in their search engine, which is just fantastic. You have to go and find all the different letters. But this is something different. I see on your website there's a story on the mybroadband.co.za. There's a story about Google Chrome will soon be blocking sites with old certificates.
Right, so this is those security certificates that I've spoken about a couple of times. Those are the certificates that make the little lock appear in your URL bar. So it's called transport layer security. And for that technology to work, it requires a certificate that is signed by a trusted third party that we call a certificate authority. And so
that's with a little lock, right? That's the little lock on it.
Yeah.
It means that it's a secure site.
Exactly.
It's legitimate.
Yes. That you are speaking to legitimate. Yeah. Sorry. That's a good choice of words. It is, just confirming that you are speaking to who you think you are speaking to.
Yeah.
And so those certificates have expiry dates. They have timeout periods. And so what would happen in the past with Chrome and any other browser really is they would say, hey, listen, this certificate of the website you're trying to visit has expired. This is just a warning to let you know. Now what they're going to do is, never mind the warning, they're going to actively block you from visiting that site if they've allowed their certificates to expire. And there have been some serious faux pas with, like top tech companies. The most recent one that comes to mind is Oculus Rift, Facebook-owned company that do the VR headsets. They accidentally forgot to renew a certificate, and the whole update system, the whole automatic update system for Oculus failed. So it's a crucial thing, and especially with more of the web moving to HTTPS. That companies are going to have to make sure that they've got proper processes in place to have those certificates renewed. Ultimately, it's a good thing, and it's a good thing that Chrome is moving towards a secure by default or private by default.
It's consumer interest. It's in the public interest, and if you don't protect the interests of your users, we're not going to use that. There are many other search engines, maybe not as good as Chrome, though.
A lot of web browsers. Firefox is doing good work.
Yeah.
And obviously you've got, good old Internet Explorer and Edge, that comes pre-installed on Windows, and Safari that comes pre-installed on Mac, which a lot of people use. But so many people go out of their way to download Chrome now just because Google has done a really good job. And they've won people over, and now they need to make sure that they do a good job so that people stick with Chrome. Because it's so easy to swap browsers. If Chrome drops the ball for whatever reason, you just download Firefox and you keep going. I wouldn't even think twice.
Fantastic. Jan Vermeulen, that is where we leave it. Safe travels, and we look forward to speaking to you when you get back.
Thank you. Yes, it's set next week when I get back.
And you know what? Maybe, this whole thing with the ANC's website, 35 million, maybe they should have consulted with somebody. I don't know, mybroadband.co.za. They would have been able to say whether it was too much to spend for a website.
I would have charged them much, much less than 35 million.
Me too. Anyhow, thank you so much, Jan Vermeulen, and safe travels. God bless. Bye bye. That's Jan Vermeulen.